final turning point for me was when I got down to the very, very bottom, the root of what was wrong, what was incorrect, what was wrong action, wrong everything. And that was the patent, repeated disregard for the needs of the Sangha. And the day this woman stood up was the day my practice stopped. Dead. I remember you saying to me one time in the Dokusan room, give me something to work with. But how could I? Because if what I was seeking was to be that, I had that. And deep down somewhere, I knew that that wasn't true. But that's what I had to work with. And I died. I died. I died to my practice. What would help me the most, and I really appreciate the fact that Junpo was able to say that list, because this is the first time that many of these things have been publicly acknowledged in any way, shape, or form other than in angry diatribes on the internet and other sundry ways of just ugliness. This can be such beauty. As beautiful as those flowers on that altar there. This can be such beauty. And I appreciate Junpo for saying those words. But I need you. My need from this meeting is for you to say those words, not to say, more or less, this is correct. I'm sorry if my actions hurt you, but these are the things I did. These are the behaviors I engaged in, because that will heal. That will heal me. Or at least begin a healing process that can help once again to transform my practice into real practice, because there's not so much fear and anger and hurt and grief and feelings of betrayal there.
So you're being asked to say out loud what you did. Are you able and willing to do that?
I mean, specifically?
Yes.
The reason why I said that I can do more or less is it is not exactly what I remember. So if I was asked to prepare something, what I did and what happened as a result, I could have said, but I, for example, this Dodo's statement, I have no idea how much she was hurt, and upon hearing her dream study and her material heart, so I feel very, very sorry, And she used the word for betray. And it was not intending to do so, but as a result it was so. So, for which I feel very sorry.
So, two things. One is, can you articulate with your own words what you just heard was said to you, what was described to you, so that she knows that she got through to you? And then I'll tell you the second thing in a minute.
About 25 years ago, there was a dinner at Daibo Sasu, and one woman stood up and told this and that, and it was really shocking. And the following morning, I said to the old Sangha, what she said was true.
But I wanted you to articulate what you just heard. What you just heard, so that she knows that you really heard what she went through. If you could describe it in your own words.
What I understood, is Jodo was confused.
Could you speak up, please? Thank you.
Speak more loudly, please.
Jodo was confused, and her practice was disturbed because things did not go in a way like she anticipated. If that is the case, and evidently that was the case, for this I am very sorry to her and to all others.
So let me check with Jodo. Is that accurate? Is that what you intended to convey to Edo? That you were confused and your practice was disturbed?
Somewhat.
Is there more?
Yes.
Okay. Would you mind repeating it?
No, it's fine.
Please.
So you gave me the name Jodo. And the characters are woman, heart, mouth. Which is what Fujin told me, which is a woman speaks with her heart through her mouth.
Jodo means...
Let you finish.
My practice wasn't disturbed. My practice stopped. It's not that it was disturbed. And
so what I heard, what? Sure.
So is it possible that
you could speak a little louder?
Is it possible to you, Jodo, you asked him to take accountability and make a statement?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so we come to get that point. So your sexual impropriety, your sexual activity within the Sangha has caused this. She's asking for you to admit that. You've had a sexual relationship that was improper from the point of view and your understanding, and that happened, and that caused all of this interruption, destruction, alienation, and pain and suffering that she's been involved in for years. Mm-hmm. And are you aware of that?
And
are you
willing to actually say that yourself?
Are you willing to say
not
that?
Not have Jupo say it
to her
for you.
That your sexual behavior and your unconscious behavior caused that pain and suffering, and that you understand it and you apologize for it in some language that's very clear from your heart to hers?
My relationships and consequence of the change in the atmosphere, and either directly or indirectly hurt and others' feeling, and that must be true. So I admit that, and I apologize.
So can you hear that and take it in?
I can. Is that what you're asking to hear?
Not fully, no.
What are you asking to hear?
I'm done.
Okay. Do you want me to say?
If you would.
Okay. So, what I understand that that you need to hear is for you to say, Ado, I had sexual relationships with women who were my students. Say it out loud, because no, you haven't said that. Is that right?
Yes.
I don't want to repeat your sentence.
Why not?
Create my own.
Well, okay, but recognize, you can go ahead and create it. I may stay after you, though. Just know.
At the same time, I have sexual relations with my female students, which I admit.
Did you hear that?
No.
No. I'll speak louder here, if you please.
Please.
I had many sexual relationships with female students for which I feel terrible and I am expressing my heartfelt apology.
You hear that?
Yes.
Would you like to say it again with your own words?
My own words.
Were those your own words?
Yes.
Okay.
They were his own words.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to say to each other?
I'd like to tell you that from the very beginning of all of this, my wish has been this, that karmically you do not have to repeat this again, that karmically I do not have to repeat all of this again.
Now, it took me...
A bit louder, please.
This is the loudest I can do.
Okay.
It took me nearly 5 years to come to this decision.
No.
And the readiness of time has fast come. And if I give this kind of meeting, say 5 years ago, this was not as effective as it is now.
Right.
You suffered, and I suffered.
Yes, you did. You broke your own heart, Yoshi.
So, these 5 years were necessary.
Yes.
Time. So, the readiness of time has at last has come. And I'm glad you expressed you are feeling thank you and sorry. By the way, meaning of joy, forgiveness, the way of forgiveness.
Yes, it is.
The way of forgiveness, Jodo.
So, can we get one more phone chair in here and then Jodo can sit down and pick up the chair up front? Thanks, Jodo. What's that? Oh, yeah, we can use one more here.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Without the microphone. My name is Joan, meaning purify the cause, Jocelyn Perry. And I was a resident at Daigozatsu Zendo at the same time as Jodo in 2009. I intentionally separated myself from Daigozatsu Zendo in 2010 when the events that we're discussing right now were made public. But during my residency in 2009, I would describe my time as a student there as harmful, deeply confusing. I personally suffered of being told half-truths or even lied to. I believe this atmosphere of negativity was an extension of the discussion that we're talking about right now. I would like to specifically talk about and talk to you as a Sangha about two things. The first thing is that I am a child of a person, a parent, an abusive parent. My father was a spiritual leader, deeply rooted in the New York City community right here. He helped many people. He was a Christian person of faith. He transformed people's lives. Yet at home, he was abusive, manipulative, and harmful to my family. I struggled with a lifelong struggle, even before I came to DBC, of truth-telling as a way of healing. I would like to highlight a truth that was mentioned today that I've actually been looking deeply into. The internet has been a force to reckon with, I guess, in this situation, because the story of Edo Shimano has been going on for many, many, many years. I was actually very hurt when I discovered that our great benefactor that Edo Shimano just mentioned actually was deeply, deeply disappointed in his behavior. She had given sums of money without which the Zendo, right here on the Upper East Side, and Daigozatsu Zendo would not exist. And yet, she discovered and wrote a letter to the Zen Study Society Board in 1983 of her dissatisfaction and also questioning of the management of her endowment. Now, all of these letters are on the internet in her own voice, in her first person. And I know freedom of information isn't always popular with everyone. But in my generation, it's important. I would say that coming from a family of abuse and neglect, that truth-telling is the only way towards the true Dharma. And that sometimes physically we have to separate ourselves, but we also have to separate ourselves spiritually and mentally. I've actually been in correspondence with Robert Thurman, who has been a great teacher. He described that we must separate ourselves from negative tutelage and seek the true Dharma. I invite everyone else here, if you have stories of your experience, or if you would like to discuss Doris Carlson, you could please do so. But I would like to also encourage the Zen City Society community to please remember Mrs. Carlson in her true light, that she was deeply, deeply disappointed in the actions of Ada Roshi.
Excuse me for a minute. I would like to, folks, thank you very much for the concise and clear statement. This is an opportunity for you to come forward and directly have a conversation with Ada Roshi concerning specific behavioral patterns, not internet arguments and presentations of possibilities. So this can all be true, but he's here to have a discussion directly with a direct accusation of some circumstance that you can own or disown. Okay? So if you have something that you want to sit forward and bring, please do. But this is this. I got no data there except someone was disappointed and was having a bad day.
We're not talking about someone. We're talking about
a specific character, but where's the data?
We're not talking about a character. We're talking about a person.
We're talking about a very beautiful woman, kind and compassionate.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is, let's come, okay, then what is the point? What is the specific interaction that's being addressed?
The point is that I think that we have to start talking about whole truths. Whole truth.
And then what is the whole truth? What is the
whole truth?
You're bringing it.
Excuse me.
Wait.
What is the whole truth? In this age, we're talking about right now in 2015, young people who are very savvy, are going to know the whole truth. And I believe we need to start speaking it right away. And whether it comes from, Eiro Shimano or not, we have to start saying it. And you know what? I have a New York City life. I would love to sit for the next 15 minutes, but you know what? That might block somebody else out from saying something. I don't want to take that much time. But I am interested in the whole truth.
Okay, so let me ask the question. So when you describe the whole truth, are you talking about consequences beyond the harm that was caused to individual women as a result of Ado's behavior?
I'm talking about a holistic look at manipulative behavior. Harmful...
Specific to Ado Shimano?
Specific to Ado Shimano.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that from that...
goes beyond
yes.
The relationships with individual women.
Yes.
Or the sexual relationship. You're looking for the discussion about the ripple effect and how it kind of affected everything.
Yes.
You're looking for that conversation.
I'm looking for healing. This meeting is about healing.
Okay.
And so you have to get all the way through it. We are talking about sexual relationships, okay, of which, a lot of folks can digest that information, but there is a ripple effect going on. We have to be very honest.
Right, right. There is a ripple effect. Okay, so as we move towards the end of the meeting today, if some of those ripples have not been brought out by other people, which they may not, You're invited to stand up again and say what you need to say. So if you can keep kind of track of that for yourself, that would be helpful, because I certainly don't want to have you shut down in terms of what you need to say.
Thank you.
Okay. Someone wants to speak. So here they
are. Yes. I'm going to ask my good friend, Jocelyn, here. Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's good to see you. You know, here's what I think Jocelyn was saying. Ava Roshi stood up and mentioned Dallas Carlson, and was very grateful to her. And we all are, right? We all are.
Yes.
But let's tell the truth. What did Doris Carlson have to say about this gentleman here? What did she have to say? It's on the internet. You know, you're saying we're just internet rumors. No, there's letters from Doris Carlson. Have you read them, Jim Poe?
No.
By the way,
she denounces his behavior.
I'm from Wisconsin. I'm just saying, don't do the crosstalk.
Okay.
Because then we can't all do those things. So what you're saying is, you just want to validate what you just heard.
Here's what I'm saying. Can I say what I want to
say? Yes, please.
Doris Carlson gave us money, and we're very grateful for that. But Doris Carlson also wrote letters directly to Ado Shimano and the Zen Studies Board. It's on the internet. If you haven't seen it, that's too bad. I mean, I can't believe Jim Poe hasn't seen it. And we've all seen it, and there are a series of letters from other people, too, who were mentioned today, but they backed out of their support for behavioral reasons. That's what she's saying.
Okay, good. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, who would like to be next?
Yes?
I need to thank you.
Okay, sure.
I was a member of Shobo G in the 70s, and first, I'm very sorry and came and suffering with any tears. But I think the truth is that someone did something wrong, and now someone's sorry. And I'm of the thought that there's nothing that can't be forgiven. So I thank you for the apology. And I guess you, like everyone else, has made mistakes. But I hope that as you go forward, you remember too also the good things that you did, as well as the bad. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Yes? Well, wait a second. There was somebody else who raised their hand in the back before you. Is there somebody else who wanted to speak?
Oh, no, I was pointing to her.
Oh, okay. So you're up.
My name is Randy Place Bishop, and one of the reasons I'm standing up, frankly, is I have to go to the bathroom. You have to be honest. I'm glad to hear. I was a member of the Zendo in the Zendo in the late 60s. There was a problem after I left because of my job. But with all of the problems, and I don't, you know, want to ruin the party here, Ado Roshi has done a lot of wonderful things for the Dharma. And these must be kept in mind, too, not to put in the back burner things that the mistakes that he made and the people that he hurt. When I came to the Zendo, I was an emotional and physical wreck. I thought that maybe Zazen or Zen would help me. I had read about it. So I went to the Zendo, and at first I was a terrible student. I used to make a lot of motion in the Zendo, and Sherry's first husband, Lou, complained all the time. And in Dokusan, Ado Roshi would say, please stay, do what you can. And he was a friend. And he helped me an awful lot, and it changed my life, and I'm very grateful for that. At one point, I had gotten divorced, which might have been one of the reasons I was in the thing, you know, to get over that. But I fell in love with a member of the Sangha.
Sorry about this interruption.
That's okay.
It's somebody comes out and
is
speaking more quietly, then everybody's...
Well, to make a short story even shorter, I said to Ado Roshi, I have fallen in love with a member of the Sangha, and I would like to marry her, and I would like you to marry us next year sometime. This was in October, maybe in 6 months. And the Roshi said, no, next week. And I said, well, I'm not making it next week. He said, no, I have no, next week it is. So I said, okay, but Roshi, please keep it quiet. I don't want anybody to know we're going to do it after And so I said, we said, okay, certainly. So after the Doka song, we went back down, he said, and the Roshi stood up and rang a bell and said, I have a big announcement. We're going to have a big Sangha wedding. So you see, he can't be cut. So a lot of people were there in the name of Zen,
No, Mike, you're not that.
I don't think I am going to speak.
He is not. He deserves to.
We have a right to speak. Okay, well, I'm sorry that I offended you or anybody else. Pretty soon I'll have the room to myself. So, Anna Roshi, thank you for all you've done for my wife and I. We celebrated our 43rd anniversary a couple of weeks ago, and I'm grateful for the wonderful things you did for my wife. Sorry about the other things, but I didn't experience that, and I just wanted to express it. I still have to go to bed.
I was getting
so I'm wondering, can you remember what you were saying? That maybe we can take a 3-minute break?
Like, you don't know what's going to be said, and I don't know what's going to be said, but I think it should be an open space, so whatever is said can be said. And that's fine.